Just a couple of pre-homily things. For those of you who were not able to be here last weekend, if you would like to know the full meaning behind Journey with Hope, our Lenten theme, and the symbols that are here over the altar and baptismal font, go to our website and scroll down, and my homily, which was at all the masses, will explain that. Unfortunately, one of the things that we handed out with the words Journey with Hope, our theme in St. Thomas Becket, were these purple wristbands and invited people to wear them. Unfortunately, we ran out of them. But just this wonderful story. I was at the YMCA this week, and as I was getting ready to leave, a young man came in. Obviously, he was from the parish, because the first thing he did was hold up his wrist with the band on it. And he did it in front of all of these adult people, and he's probably either senior high school or early college. And rather than doing the fist bump, he and I did the wristband bump together, acknowledging it. I think that was a wonderful witness. One day, Emma, who was in a kindergarten, her dad made lunch for her. And he was inspired to take a napkin and make a picture on it and put it in her lunchbox. When Emma got to school, she opened that and saw that, and she loved it. In fact, she kept it. It was the beginning of a connection between a father and a daughter in a ritual that would go on every day of her life in school. At first, the messages that he put on were ones of love and encouragement. And then later, he would write words of wisdom or inspiration from people such as Gandhi, Dr. Seuss, Yoda from Star Wars. And it was that these messages would be with her all through her life in school. Emma is now 14 years old, and the messages still continue. However, her father was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He had already battled kidney cancer twice and had treatments, and the prognosis was not good. So he came up with a plan. He took 826 napkins, and on each one of them wrote a message, a word, a phrase, so that his daughter would have for every day until her graduation from high school a message from her father. He believed it would simply be some fatherly advice that he could give to his daughter. I love the napkin notes for a couple of reasons, Emma explains. Not just the obvious ones, such as knowing my dad is thinking about me or learning new quotes. I love them because they remind me not to take things for granted. Because my dad started getting serious with them when he had cancer for the first time. Her dad points out, this isn't a story about cancer, because any parent at any time could be hit by a car or have a heart attack. This is about leaving a legacy so that she can understand some of my life philosophies and how much I love her. The notes on the napkins is a bond between a father and a daughter, and they are moments of transfiguration. They are moments of knowing between a father and a daughter that the love of God lives and resides in both of them. And those notes on the napkins are the ones that transform the lives of two people. They are the ones in the moments when life is transformed for a father and a daughter. You and I are agents of transfiguration. You and I have the living presence of God within us. You and I are able to bring about transforming experiences in people's lives, to transform from despair to hope, from sadness to joy, from hurt to healing, from being left out to being part of, whether community or school or whatever. The transforming presence of God is within us to be brought to each other's lives. And we do it on mountaintops. Not the mountaintops that we climb, but in the mountain places of our everyday life, our everyday experiences. Our home, our work, our school, the hospital that we visit, the elderly care center, this community of St. Thomas Becket, the people in Dakota County in North Minneapolis who will benefit from our Easter baskets. It's in these mountaintop places that transforming experiences happen for people through the grace of God and the life of God that lives within each of us. As those three people on the mountain with Jesus had an experience of change and transfiguration and transforming, they also had an experience of light that brought new meaning to their lives. And that is what you and I can do. Because in every one of those transforming moments, what you and I do is we make Christ present, just as he was for those three on that mountain, in the lives of the people in our life. But remember that you and I have also had those transfiguring moments, the moments when we were transformed, those God moments in our life. The mother who for the first time holds the baby that she has given birth to. To the piece of music that you listen to. To the walk in the autumn time when the beauty of the colors are all around you. In that moment of aha in your prayer when it comes to you. Whether that's here in this place or in your own personal prayer. In the moments of joy in your life. And in the moments of sadness in our life, in the life-changing moments of our life. It is in all of these that we know and we believe that in the darkest moments of our life, God is there to be hope and God is there to be courage. Each and every one of these is our Lenten focus. It is journey with hope, and it is realizing that we are circled with hope. Emma was circled by hope through her father's simple notes on a napkin. You and I circle each other with the hope that we bring by the presence of God in the life of another. And we experience that circle of hope in our life. And so as we end every liturgy during Lent, we are asked to think, who and what has circled me with hope? Where has there been a God moment in my life this past week? How and where did I circle someone with hope? As I mentioned last weekend, take some of the colored paper that's over by the baptismal font. Write that response during the week and bring it back and put it in the other basket. So that Easter, when we put all those together, they will circle this community that gathers, realizing all the hope. So as we go into the week, be aware to see the God moment in your life. And then, who will need us to be a transfiguring, transforming moment by the way that we circle them with the presence of God? Let's pray with that as we begin our second week of Lent.